Track 1.
Listening skill. Categorization of ideas.
Okay, you know the deal. We only have 1 week vacation this year, so we need to plan a short trip. Seeing as Canada has an abundance of national parks, I'm thinking we should visit one. So far, I've researched Alvik National Park and Lisa looked up Gros Morne National Park. Let's have a chat about them and see which one would be the best place to visit.
Okay, I'll start. Gros Morne is in Newfoundland, so we'll have to take a plane across the country to get there. But according to the website, it's a place unlike any other on Earth. It's about 1,805 square kilometers, and you can hike, camp, kayak, do all those adventure things. What's super interesting about it, though, is the geology. There are so many different types of rocks here, from plate tectonics millennia ago. There are even some crust and rocks from the Earth's mantle. On top of that, glaciation has added an alpine plateau, fjords, valleys, waterfalls, and countless lakes.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. I checked out Alvik National Park, and similar to Gros Morne National Park, it's pretty far away. What's crazy is that there are only about 12 visitors per year because it's very remote. Overall, it's 12,200 square kilometers.
Oh, wow. That's enormous.
Right? It's only accessible by air, so we have to charter a plane or learn how to fly one ourselves. It's pretty similar to Gros Morne, where you can go canoeing, kayaking, hiking, camping, and you can also do a lot of wildlife viewing. It says on the website, you can see Arctic wolves, foxes, dozens of bird species, muskox, and even grizzlies.
Yikes! I forgot to mention that Gros Morne has a diverse range of wildlife, from moose to caribou, black bears, Arctic hares, and even the Canada jaybird and ptarmigans.
Oh, cool. I love wildlife. So let's talk a little bit about the geography in this amazing park. There's plenty of steep cliffs to see. And then if you go a little south, there's a plateau with some vegetation, but not a huge amount. The cool thing about the plateau is it rises up about 450 meters above sea level. There used to be a lot of glaciers there, but they've since melted and left behind a lot of moraines, eskers, and drumlins.
So both places have a plateau, but Gros Morne has some fjords, waterfalls, and countless lakes, whereas Alvik does not.
Yep, and Alvik has some cool wildlife like wolves and bears, while Gros Morne seems to have more bears, hares, and birds. Oh, and you can't forget moose either.
Both of these places are really remote and isolated, but Gros Morne is more accessible, even though it's on the other side of the country. I'm not sure if we should visit either of them. Do you know anywhere else we can look up?
Yeah, I heard Banff National Park and Mount Revelstoke National Park are beautiful places too. Should we start to look into those?
Sure, why not? I mean, we only have a week.